Today's daf is Tmura daf Gimel, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Beis Amid Beis Amar Rava. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shleima for Dvora Bas Hena Zlata. Dvora Bas Hena Zlata. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus refuah shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So yesterday we began a new mesechta, Mesechtis Tmura, which is discussed twice in the Torah, both in the end of Parashas Bichu Kaisai, both very much bekitzer. The pasuk says that if somebody's mafresh a carbon, whether it's a chatas, an oila, a asham, a shlomim, any carbon, lo yachli fenu v'lo yomer oisa. It's also for a person to swap the kedusha from his carbon to an animal that's chulin. Not only is it aser, the Torah mentions it as a loisase, and not only as a loisase, but it's two lavin. Lo yachli fenu is one, v'lo yomer oisa is two. The pasuk says it doesn't matter if it's toiv bara, rabba toiv, if you're switching it for a better animal or for a lesser animal, either way it's going to be awesome. What happens if a person does go ahead and he does switch behema b'behema v'hayu hu utmarasa yir kodesh? He has no ability to remove the kedusha from the original carbon. However, his tamura is going to be chal in the sense that this behema schulin is going to get kedusha as well. We spoke yesterday that you see from here that there's two components to the halach of tmura. Number one, tmura is a lois asay. It's no different than any of the 365 lavin that you have in the Torah. Lo yachli fenu v'lo yomer oisay. It's a lot. The Mishnah says yosayfik es arbam. You get malchus for being over this at tmura. Additionally, tmura is a type of carbon because the pasuk says that if somebody does an act of tmura, v'hayahu utmura asay yakodesh, which by definition means that the act of tmura is a way of making something hektish. Mesechtis Tmura is going to deal a lot more with the carbon Tmura than with the lav of Tmura. The lav is pretty straightforward. Lo yachli fenu v'lo yomer oisai. As it relates to the carbon, so now you have to start clarifying. If someone has the Tmura of a chatas, is it a regular chatas? If someone has the Tmura of an oila, is it a regular oila? Is there a difference between a Tmura of a chatas and a Tmura of an oila? So we're already more than a year into learning Seyda Kachem, so we're familiar with the concept of Tmura that pops up from time to time and its unique status in the laws of Kachem. Mesechtis Tmura is really the Mesechta that deals with the very detailed Shulchan Aruch of how you treat Tmura. But yesterday we concluded the daf with two shailas from Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama wanted to know if the two parts of the parasha of Tmura, the loisaseh of Tmura and the carbon Tmura, are they mutually exclusive or are they somehow tali zebezeh? And Rami Bar Chama posed this question in two stages. He said, a katan who's at the age where he's able to affect kachem, he's what's known as a mufla samachlish. Can he be oisa tmura or can he not be oisa tmura? On one hand, you would say that if he can make something a chatas and an oila and a shlamim, why shouldn't he be able to make tmura? At the end of the day, isn't tmura just another way of making something a carbon? Oidom said Rami Bar Chama, being that in the parish of tmura there's also a loisaseh, so maybe a katan who's not included in the loisaseh part of the parasha is not included in the carbon tmura part of the parish as well. Or maybe no. The loisa say luchod and the carbon luchod. And just because the katan is not a baroinchen, we spoke about that yesterday, which would exclude him from the loyach lifen of a loyamir, it doesn't mean that he's excluded from the second part. Or maybe not. That was Rami Bar Chama Shaila. Said Rami Bar Chama intim tzloimer that a katan could affect mura. The reason maybe would be, because even though right now he's not a baroinchen, right now he's not including the lav, but he's asi l'chaloinchen. He's a mufla samachlish, otherwise we're not having this conversation, which means he's soon going to be bar mitzvah. And when he's bar mitzvah, then he will be able to be included in the lab of Layach Lifen of Layomaroisa. It's for that reason, said Rami Bar Chama, maybe that's enough. The fact that he will be included in the parasha of the Isser Tmura for him to be included now in the parasha of the Karban Tmura. But he said, what about a non-Jew? A Noivik Echavim. A Noivik Echavim, unless he's Megayer, will never be included in Layach Lifen of Layomaroisa. Stating that we know a Noivik Echavim is Noider Nedarim Unadavis. A Noivik Echavim can bring a carbon. If an Noivik Echavim is Mafresh a carbon, the carbon has Kedusha, you makriv it in the Mizbeach. Relates to the details of that carbon, that's the topic of the first part of today's daf. But we all know that a goy can bring a carbon. What about tmura? Could a goy make tmura or not? Again, what's the shaila? On the one hand, he could bring karbanos. Tmura is a type of carbon. Maybe he should be able to. Oidoma, being that a guy is not included, le'yachlifan v'le'yomir, I say maybe not. And Rami Bar Chama set it up as an imtim tzalayim. Meaning, even if you're going to tell me a katan who's not le'yachlifan v'le'yomir, I say he's included in the carbon tmura, that's because even though right now he's not included in le'yachlifan v'le'yomir, I say he eventually will be included. But a Rami Kechavim will never be included. So the shaila that we left off with yesterday was really the second half of Rami Bar Chama's Shailos, and that is an Oivid Keichavim, who's not included in the first part of the Parsha of Temura. He doesn't have the lav of Loyach Lifen V'Loyomeros. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. What about the second part of the Parsha? And Homer Yomer Behemu Behem Vayu Temurasa Yiyakaitish. What about a non-Jew? If a non-Jew would do a Maisa Temura, would the non-Jew's Temura be treated as a carbon truma or not? And on that note, says the Gemara, Tmura, not Truma. Amar Rava Tashma. So Rami Bar Chama posed the question, and Rava was poshet the question. Tashma, the time we learned to the Baisa, you have to get Chavim, a non-Jew who's mafresh a carbon, so it's kachim of a guy. Again, kachim of a guy means the guy was the one that was mafresh the carbon. He's the one that said, Harezu Oila, says the Bryce, Loi Nehenin, you're not allowed to have anah from this carbon, but the Rabban Valoi Mail, but there's no Issamila Medei Rice. Ordinarily, a carbon has an Issamila. Issamila is very, very chomer. How do you know it's so chomer? Because if someone's moil and hektish, even Beshoigig, he has to bring a carbon. That's a very big chiddish, but that's Psukkim in the Torah. So there's no Isser Hanah. But at the same time, there is also no Isser Me'ila. That's a kula in Kachay Yavdi Kechavim that there's no Me'ila. In Chayavim, Alei Meshul Pikam Alei Zavetamim. The laws of Pikam Alei Zavetamim don't apply to Kachay Yavdi Kechavim. Ein Oysen Tmura. His carbon is not subject to the laws of Tmura. The Ein Medhiyan Nisachim. If a guy wants to bring Nisachim, wine, as a carbon, he can't bring Nisachim. A Yid can bring a carbon Nisachim. So Nisachim was sometimes brought together with Karbanos, but there was also a concept of a carbon Nisachim. Every Kechavim can't bring a carbon Nisachim. Aval Karbanoi, Tan Nisachim. But if he brings a carbon, which ordinarily would need Nisachim, the guy's carbon would also need Nisachim. Divri Rashim, Azai Halt Rabshim, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, B'kulinani noy lahachman. I disagree with everything that Rabbi Shimon said. I'm machman with everything. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon stated certain kulas as it relates to Kachi Yavdi Kechavim. There's no wisdom Ila. Rabbi Yossi says, I disagree. There's no pickle noise to become. Tame, there's no tmura. I disagree. You can't bring the sacham. I disagree. But kulanani roy lahach says the Braisa, going back to Reb Shimon, who was makel by kachay of the kechavim medvar mamur kachay mizbech. He was only makel by the kachay of the kechavim when it's kachay mizbech. I'm a kachay by the gabayis as it relates to kachay by the gabayis of a non-Jew moyelim bahem. You can have a regular ism ilo. The kula is only by the guy's kachay mizbech. There's no kula by the guy's kachay by the gabayis. Ketanimia. We need one prat for our sugya, and that is ein oisem tmura. The Braisa says that a goy's kachim is not oisem tmura. Said Rava, it's a mafurish of Braisa. What is Rami Bar Chama clearing a shayla? Could an oivik kechavim be oisem tmura or not be oisem tmura? It's a mafurish of Braisa from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said kachay oivik kechavim ein oisem tmura. Now, at first glance, you learn this Gemara and you should be puzzled because lachura the raya is not talking to the shayla. What was Rami Bar Chama's shayla? Can a non-Jew do tmura? Could a non-Jew go over to a carbon that has kedusha and could he be oisa tmura? What was the shayla? The gavra of the oivik kechavim, being that he doesn't have a lav of loyach lichen of loyach amir oisa, does that mean he also doesn't have the ability to create this type of tmura? Same shayla we had by a cut. Is the fact that the gavra is not included in the loisa saying, does that somehow exclude him from the second part of the parasha, from his ability to go ahead and affect tmura? What was the raya from Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says, kachay oivdei kechavim ein oisin tmura. Doesn't say that the guy can't make tmura. It says that his carbon that he was mafrish is not subject to tmura. But the questions are ties. The reason the questions are ties is because we mentioned this yesterday very quickly. The only time you can be oisa tmura is if it's your carbon. If it's not your carbon, you can't be oisa tmura. Which means that goy's carbon is the only carbon where it would even be possible to be oisa tmura. So if Reb Shimon said that on a goy's carbon there's no tmura, then by definition a goy can never be oisa tmura. Because a goy can only be oisa tmura on his carbon. And if his carbon is excluded from tmura, so even though you're right, Rami Bar Chama Shailu was more mitzad de gavra. And Reb Shimon, let's talk in lamdisha terms, was talking more mitzad de cheftza. Mitzad de cheftza of kachay yavdi kechavim. But at the end of the day, they're tali zev zeh. Because if the cheftza of kachay yavdi kechavim are not subject to the laws of Tmura, that means the Gavra, the Oveik Echavim, will never be able to be Yosef Tmura. Either way, it says the Gemara, Rami Bar Chama, the Hikdash Oveik Echavim, the Schaper Oveik Echavim, like Rami Bar Chama knew this price. And Rami Bar Chama knew that with the Oveik Echavim has a carbon, that's his, and he's the Bailim. It's Pashat that there's no way to be Yosef Tmura. What was Rami Bar Chama Shaila? Meaning, we're tweaking now the understanding of what Rami Bar Chama case was where an Oyve Kechavim was Makdash a carbon, but he did it not for himself, he did it for a Yisrael, where the halacha is that a Yid is allowed to use for himself a carbon that his friend, a non-Jew, was Makdash on his behalf. And that was Rami Bar Chama Shaila, meaning Rami Bar Chama knew that an Oyve Kechavim, who's a Bailam on his own carbon, it's his carbon, he's the Bailam of it, will not be able to be Yosef Tmura. We thought that was his Shaila, wasn't his Shaila. His Shaila was something else. His Shaila was when Oyve Kechavim was mafresh a carbon. He was mafresh on behalf of the Yisrael. The Shaila was, Basim Makdish Azlinin, or Basim Eschaper Azlinin. The Shaila was, who's the Bailam? May the real Bailam stand up. That was his question. On the one hand, the Makdish is the Nevi Kechavim. On the other hand, the Meschaper, the beneficiary of this carbon, is the Yisrael. Who's the Bailam as it relates to Tmura? If the Makdish is the Bailam, is the Nevi Kechavim, the Nevi Kechavim can't be Yosef Tmura. Rami Bar Chama knew that. We thought that was a Shaila. It wasn't a Shaila. He knew that. If the Yisrael, the Meschaper, is the real Bailam, then Yisrael Avadu is able to be Yosef Tmura. But the Gemara says, Tif Shalemi, the Rabba Bo. If that was Rami Bar Chama Shaila, that's also something that we know already. I'm Rabbi Vo, I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Vo said in the name of the great Rabbi Yechon, not Makdish, Moisef Chaimish. If someone's Makdish something, then he wants to be Poydit, so we know that Lacha. He has to be Moisef Chaimish. If somebody else is Poydit, he doesn't have to be Moisef Chaimish. Only the Makdish is Moisef Chaimish. Meschaper Oisef Tmura. If there's two Bailims, so to speak, on a carbon, one was the Mafrish and the other one's the beneficiary. That Lacha is the Meschaper. The beneficiary is the one that has to be, that has the ability to be Oisef Tmura. Someone's being Mafrish Chuma on behalf of somebody else, the Mafrish is the one that gets the beneficiary of the Tavis. But what do we need from here? Mischaper Oisef Tmura. So is it a Mefurish Mischaper Oisef Tmura? So if that's the case, if a guy was Mafresh a carbon on behalf of Yisrael, there should definitely be Tmura. Why should there be Tmura? Because the Bailam is the Mischaper. You see, the Mischaper is always the one that's the Bailam as it relates to Tmura. Mischaper Oisef Tmura. So what was Rami Bar Chama Shaila again? The first understanding of the Shaila is a Braisa. And the second understanding is not a Braisa, but it's Rabbi Yochanan, which is the next best thing. So the question is, L'chayr, what's Rami Bar Chama Shaila? Isn't it Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Avon, the name Rabbi Yochanan, that Mischaper is Oisef Tmura, Zakti Gemara. Amalei, no, Rami Bar Chama still had a Shaila, because he thought, Hasim with the Kasim Mikayach Yisrael, Mishum Hachi, Azlina, Basim Mischaper. He knew that there's this idea of Mischaper Oisef Tmura, which means that we look at the Mischaper. But maybe the only time you look at the Mischaper is if there's no Chisaron in the Mafresh. So the Mafresh is a Yid, the Mischaper is a Yid. So now, for sure, there's going to be Tmura, because why not? The question is, who's the Oisef Tmura? Who's the Iker Bailan? Is it the Mafresh or is it the Mischaper? Rabbi Yechanan said it's the Mischaper. But it's Havalei Tchilas of Seif Abiyad Yisrael. So he thought for sure there's Tmura. Aval Hoch over here, being that we know that a non-Jew is somehow excluded from the laws of Tmura, and the Mafresh was a non-Jew, so maybe the fact that the Mafresh is a non-Jew would exclude this carbon from Tmura, Lamdusha Gemara, despite the fact that the Mischaper is a Jew. I mean, you go bust a Mischaper, but that's only when you establish that there's nothing wrong with this carbon. This is a good carbon as it relates to Tmura. There's no Chisroinus, other than the fact that one person was the Mafresh, one was the Mischaper. That doesn't bother me in and of itself. Mischaper is a Tmura, that's the one who's going to be able to make the Tmura. But over here, there's something fundamentally flawed from a Tmura sense. The Mafresh was a non-Jew. I mean that the Mafresh was a non-Jew. It could be over here you don't say the halacha of Mischaper Oisef Tmura. That was the Shaila. Does it, the fact that the Mafresh was a non-Jew, is that in some way a chasaran? And the Gemara says, take us. Either way, we had Rami Bar Chama's second Shaila, which in the beginning of the daf, we thought his shaila was, could a non-Jew be Oisef Tmura? Meaning, just like he wasn't sure if a cotton could be Oisef Tmura, what about a non-Jew? What's the shaila? There's two components of the parasha of Tmura. Do you have to be in one to be in the other? Or maybe no. The loisa say l'chud and the carbon l'chud. But after further review, the initial understanding is not what we thought it was, but rather what the Gemara really means, or what Rami Bar Chama really meant to declare, was if a non-Jew was mafresh a carbon on behalf of the Yisrael, could the Yisrael go ahead now and be Oisef Tmura? Not could the guy be Oisef Tmura, he can't. Could the Yisrael be Oisef Tmura? Ordinarily, Mischaper Oisef Tmura. So that would mean that maybe the Yisrael should be able to be Oisef Tmura. But being that the Mafresh was a non-Jew, and a guy is somehow excluded from the Farish of Tmura, maybe that's an issue. Hagam, the Oisef Tmura over here is going to be a Yid. It's not going to be a completely different understanding of what the Shaila was. So we mentioned Kachi Yerdi Kechavim, the Gemara is going to digress for a few months. Kachi of the Kechavim, loy nenev loy mayalin. So Rav Shimon said that Kachi of the Kechavim, you're not allowed to have ana, but at the same time, there's no isamila. So loy nenin means midrabanan. Midrabanan, you can't have ana. Loy mayalin, there's no isamila, but there is. The word loy, incidentally, does not mean the same thing. For loy nenev loy mayalin. Loy nenin means thou shalt not have ana. B'drabanan. Loy mayalin means you're not subject to the laws of mila, right? Either way, it's up to you. How do you know there's no mila by kachi yavdikicham? And the chesiv, it says, nefesh gisimo mal, v'chata b'shkaka, v'yafinan chet chet mitruma. We learn, gzei reshava chet chet from truma, u'betruma ksiv b'nei yisroa v'lo yavdikichavim. The laws of truma apply only to Yidden, they don't apply to non-Jews. It says the word chet by truma, it says the word chet by me'ila, so we know me'ila also doesn't apply to non-Jews. Doesn't mean it doesn't apply to non-Jews, that a non-Jew's carbon is not subject to the laws of me'ila. How do you know that? It says by tumah d'arba aharim v'albonav v'inazrum v'kachu b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalulu Hashem v'goymer. V'yalef noisa chilol chilam mitum. So as it relates to Toma, it says mafurish dabra el aharim velbanav v'yinazru mikachei b'nei Yisrael. So even though there's a concept of kachei yavikachavim, but here it says clearly v'yinazru mikachei b'nei Yisrael. Okay, it also says the word chilol v'yalef noisa chilol chilam mitum. Chesiv gabi Toma b'nei Yisrael v'leichalu v'goymer. Chesiv gabi noisa va'oichla v'avayna yisa kes kodesh Hashem chila. So I know by Toma. No, over the kechavim, because it says mefurish. V'inazru mikachu b'nei Yisrael. It also says the word v'leichalulu, and it says chilu by noisus. I know noiser, I know tuma. What about pigol? V'yalav pigol avayin avayin mi noisus. Once I know noiser, I can learn pigol from noiser. V'chsev gabi pigol v'anevesh achelas v'imenu avayin tisa. V'chsev gabi noiser v'oichlav avayin yisa. Keskachi Hashem chilu v'kulu b'nei Yisrael. V'leichav tikechav. Bottom line is pigol noiser tuma meila. All these halachas according to Rav Shimon do not apply to kachi erev tikechav. Ain noisin tamura. Rav Shimon said there's no tamura. That's how we knocked out the initial understanding of Rami Bar Chaim, because Rav Shimon said beforeish that there's no tamura when it comes to kodshei over the kechavim. How do you know that? The chesiv layach lifenu v'layomer v'chesiv bereisha inyan. Now, what does it say? Layach lifenu v'layomer. The end of parashas Bichu Kaisa. What else is mentioned? The end of parashas Bichu Kaisa. The mitzvah of erechet. We went through the timeline of Parshas Bichu Kaisai, right? We said there's three parts to Parshas Bichu Kaisai. The first Rashi, Shatiru Amelu Batayra. Then you have the Brachas and the Klalas, right? The Toichacha. And then you have the whole back end, which is Mesachtes Erechin, and then the Bechairis, and Mesachtes Tmura. But the second part, or the last part, of Mesachtes, or of Bichu Kaisai, right, begins with the mitzvah of Erechin. And Erechin is prefaced with Dabra Bnei Yisrael. So the understanding is that everything in the end of Parashas Bichu Kaisai is Dabra Bnei Yisrael. So even though Dabra Bnei Yisrael is talking about Ishki Yafi Nedab Erkecha, it's really talking about the mitzvah of Erechin, but we relate it to all the parashiyas mentioned, included in which is the mitzvah of Torah. Lishnach, you know, Ve'enois and Tmura for a different reason. Ma'itamid iskisha, Tmuras, Behema, Lema'is Behema, because we have a hekesh between Tmura and Ma'is Behema. Where's the hekesh of Tmura and Ma'is Behema? Because that's the second time the Torah mentions the parish of Tmura. We spoke this out yesterday. The Torah mentions the mitzvah of Tmura twice. Number one, Tmura for all karbanis, and then it chazes it again in the mitzvah of Maisvah. This is the first halacha that we're learning from the fact that the Torah repeated the mitzvah of Tmura in the parish of Maisa Behema. So we're makish Tmura to Maisa Behema, u Maisa Behema to Maisa Dagon, v'gabi Maisa Dagon k'siv es k'es kol Maisa b'nei Yisrael l'ashe yumim l'ashem b'nei Yisrael l'ayv k'chavim, and by Maisa Dagon is halacha b'nei Yisrael l'ayv k'chavim, if that's the case by Maisa Dagon, that's the case by Maisa Behema, that's the case by Maisa Behema, that's going to be the case by Tmura. So we have two makairis to the idea that kachi yavdi kechavim ain't noisim tmura. Ve'ei maybe aleim nesachin, avol karbonei tam nesachin, the Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said that a guy can't bring nesachin as a carbon onto itself, but at the same time, if he brings a carbon that needs nesachin, then there will be nesachin. No, I mean, Tanu Rabbanan Ezrach. It says in the parish of nesachin, the word Ezrach, Ezrach maybe nesachin, ve'ei noivik hechavim maybe nesachin. And Ezrach means a yid. So only a yid brings nesachin. Yachol, loy tehei, oy wasay tunu nesachin. I would think that not only can't he bring the sachin on itself, but if he brings a carbon, an oila, that usually would require an sachin, he's excluded because it says Ezra, his carbon, Nevin, Tamud, Lemir, Kacha, is a ribuy, to tell me as a carbon for itself, no nesachin. But as part of a carbon, yeah, I'm Rabbi Yossi argued. He said, Roy ani bekulon lahachmer, my time. How does he know that? Lashem ksiv. So what does it say, Lashem? That's the pasuk that talks about kachi yavdi kechavim. Okay, what was the makar that a guy could bring a carbon? Dabra el aharim vel bono vel kol b'nei Yisrael. V'yomarta aleim. Ish, ish. Right, it's ish. The second ish is marba a non-Jew. Mi beit Yisrael, men agar b'Yisrael ashi yakriv korban l'chol nedrim l'chol nedvoyis ma'asha yakrivu l'Hashem. L'Hashem is a riboy. Says Rabbi Yossi, you know, L'Hashem is coming to be marba all these halachas. But medvar ma'murim, one last thing, going back to Rav Shimon was, Rav Shimon said that my kulas, as it relates to kachi yabti kachavim, is only true because kachavim is bet. Kachavim is gabayis moil, my time. The chi gamrinon me'ilo chet mitruma dum yed truma. Because what was the makar? That there's no me'ilo. What was the makar that there's no me'ilo by Kachem is Bech? Yeah, we're going back to Rav Shimon's halacha that there's no me'ilah by Kachem of the Kechavim. And he said it's only true by Kachem is Bech, it's not true by Kachem of the Gavayis, because the makar that there's no me'ilah was the Gzeirah Shava Chet Chet from Truma, and Truma itself is Dumya the Truma's. The Kaddish Kedusha Zagof. The Kedusha is by the Gavayis, the Kedusha is not on the Truma is Kedusha Zagof. So the makar is Kedusha Zagof, the halacha is only Negeya, the Kachem of the Kechavim that are Kedusha Zagof, Kachem of the Gabayis is only Kedusha Zdomim, it's money, its value has Kedusha, in and of itself has no intrinsic value, it's for that halacha, there the halacha is going to be different, even Rav Shimon is going to be moida, that there'll be me'ilo by the Kachem of the Gabayis of the Kechavim, excel. So before we go weiter, and really shift gears completely, the second part of today's daf. So today's daf is very much two parts. There's the first half, the second part. The first half talks about the halachas of kachi yavdi kechavim. That's the gemara we just learned. The second half is going to discuss the malchus of tamura, specifically in light of the fact that it's a lav she'ev v'mais, very geshmak of sugya. But as it relates to the first half, kachi yavdi kechavim. So we saw a machloikis, Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi. According to Reb Shimon, even though there's a halacha ishish that's marba, that a non-Jew can be mafresh a carbon, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and we can be matched with that carbon, but at the same time, there's a lot of nafkeminos in halach, a lot of differences between kachi yoyv tekechavim and kachi yisrael. There's no me'ila, there's no pikul nois v'tame, there's no tamura. So a lot of the very important halachos that permeate say the kachin do not apply to kachi yoyv tekechavim. Rabbi Yossi argued. Rabbi Yossi said, bekulan ani roya lahachmer. It says, Lashem in the pasuk that's marba, non-Jew, to be able to be mafresh a carbon, Lashem is marba that all these halachas are going to apply to a non-Jew as well. It's interesting. Ordinarily, we have a cloud that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon, right? Lasad lovi, the halacha is going to be like Reb Shimon, but Baal Mahadein, the halacha usually does not follow Reb Shimon. Masnisin, the like Reb Shimon, is one of the themes of Seder Kachem. The halacha almost always follows Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Samach Zayin, Amar Aleph, Rabbi Yossi Nimuka Yimai. The halacha is always like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is almost never like Rav Shimon. Stating that, as it relates to this machlokes, the Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon and not like Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam paskins that kachay ovdei kechavim are treated differently than kachay Yisrael, and there's no pigel, there's no noise, there's no tamid, there's no me'ila, there's no tamura. So this whole list of exclusions that Rav Shimon had to the laws of kachay ovdei kechavim, the Rambam brings l'maisa. The truth is, there are other differences between kachi ovdei kechavim and kachi yisrael that are not mentioned here. This is a sugi that's mentioned in Zvachim Mem Hei, Menachas Ayin Gimel. This is a real kachim sugi. This is the fourth or fifth time we've learned this together. But there are many, many differences between kachi ovdei kechavim and kachi yisrael. One is, every single time a non-Jew brings a karban, it's an oila. That's the halacha. A non-Jew can bring karbanos, but he can only bring an oila. Now, the truth is that the ribui for a non-Jew to be able to bring a karban is from the parsha of Nedarim. The pasuk that says ish is in the parsha of l'chol nedreyem or l'chol nedvoisam. The pasuk is clearly talking about nedarim and nedavis. So from that standpoint, it would already knock out many karbanos because most karbanos can't be brought b'nedav b'nedava anyways. You can't bring a chatas b'nedav b'nedava. You can't bring an asham b'nedav b'nedava. A pesach, a bechor, a ma'ase behema. Either you have to bring the carbon or you don't have to bring the carbon. You can't wake up one morning, I'm going to bring a carbon pesach if it's Hanukkah. That's not something you can do. So really, if we know that a guy's in the reboot is only with regards to karbanos that are quote-unquote neder and adava, so we already narrowed it down to two karbanos, oil and shlamim. Okay, so you would think a guy should be able to bring either an oil or a shlamim. Stating that, the halacha is that a non-Jew can only bring an oil. And the truth is, it's kamada mefurish apostolic. Ish ish mi beis yisrael men agar b'yisrael asha yakriv karbana l'chom nedrein l'chom nedvoisam asha yakrivu l'ashem. Last word? La'ilah. So it says oil in the pasuk, but the point is that anytime a non-Jew brings a carbon, it's always going to be an oil. But there's even another chiddush. There's even another chiddush that you find by the kachim of a non-Jew that you don't find by the kachim of a Jew. And that is, the Rambam says that a Yisrael shehu meshumed la'avod zara, a yid who's an oved avodah zara, oy mechal shabbos befarhesya, ein mekabla mimenu carbon klal. The halacha is you can't take a carbon from it. Hoyri stafes, but really it's mentioned in many different places, different makoros, machlokes in the Gemara. Zevach Rishon Tayeva. The Gemara doesn't bring that Makara, which is all the Rishonim's Gashas. But the bottom line is, a Yisrael that's a Meshumid, or is a Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesia, the Halach is, Ein Mekablam Imenu Karban Klal. Afilu Ha'oilah, says the Rambam, Shem Mekablam Oysam in a Goy, even an Oilah, which were Mekabal from a Goy, Ein Mekablam Oysam in a Meshumid Azeh. And that's a chiddush because the guy presumably is an Eved of Avodah Zarah. It doesn't matter. We don't have to start doing the research to the Eved Kechavit to find out if he's an Eved of Avodah Zarah or not an Eved of Avodah Zarah. A non-Jew could bring a carbon even if he's an Eved of Avodah Zarah. In the story of Kamsa bar Kamsa, the Reb Schayu ben Avkilos wasn't sure they weren't. Should they bring the carbon? Should they not bring it? It was the carbon that was being sent by the Kesar of Roimi. The Romans were Eved of Avodah Zarah. And they were going to bring his carbon. What do you mean? I thought you can't bring a carbon from an Eved Avodah Zarah anyways. No, the Torah is talking about a Yid. A guy who's an Eved Avodah Zarah, you can bring his carbon. A Yid, counterintuitively, is worse. So a non-Jew Eved Avodah Zarah, yeah, you can bring his Oyla. A Yid who wants to bring a carbon, the same carbon that a guy could bring, if he's a Meshubit, he's a Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia, he's already knocked out. That person, you won't be able to bring his carbon. And the truth is, at first glance, Hadavet Zarech Bir. But I think the Mahalach, to understand this, is very, very poshut. It's based on Reh that we spoke about in detail when we learned Mesach Tzvachim, Amenachis. Can't go through it by Richos, but the Yisoid is something that we could speak out. And that is a Yisoid from a Chaim Brisker, and a Yisoid from Yitzchak Chacham Inspector, the Kovnerov, who both said, Kemat the same Yisoid, albeit with a different Nusach, but it's very important, it's fundamental in understanding the halachas of Kachi Yavdi Chachavim, and how Kachi Yavdi Chachavim differs from ordinary Kachi Yisrael. The Kasha that the Kovnerov was coming to answer is the Panim Iris is Kasha. We know the Gemara declares the Shaila. Hanim Kehanim, okay, Hanim do Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Are they Shlucha Didan? Are they Shlucha Rachmana? Are they acting as Shluchim of the Yid? Meaning a Yid brings a carbon, but if he's not a Kohen, he can't do the Avoida. He can do the Shechita, but mi Kabbalah ve'elach mitzvah skuna. He can't do Kabbalah, he can't do Eilacha, he can't do Zrika. If he does it, he might even be Chayiv Misa. So the question is, now he hands it over to the Kohen. When the Kohen does the Avoida, is he acting as his Shliach? He's a Shliach of the Bala Karbon. He's not acting as a Shliach of the Bala Karbon. He's acting as a Shluch of the Rachmana. He doesn't work for you. He works for the Eibishta. You happen to be fortunate that you can show up at the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem has his people, his Shluchim, his shevet that's working on his behalf. But the bottom line is, Shluchah Dinan or Shluchah Derachman? So the Gemara in the Dorm Daf Lamed Hey, Amid Beis, Claire Zashayla, is not poshted. But the Gemara Kedusha Chav Gimel Amid Beis is poshted. The Gemara says, Amr Afuna, mi ikamidi, is it possible in the world of Shlichas for me to make a Shlich to do something that I myself can't do? Being that the Yizar, the Israel can't do Kabbalah Lachas Rika. So it's not possible that when the Kohen is doing it, he's acting as his Shlich. But either way, that's an Ibay in the Gemara. Freaked. The Panameira is, if he brings it in a tshuva, a bamba kasha. What was the tzad in the Gemara that when a Kohen does the avoida, he's acting as a shliach of the Bala carbon? We know that a goy could bring a carbon. And we also know there's no shlichas by a Nevi Kechavim. So if there's no shlichas by a Nevi Kechavim, a goy can't be a shliach, a goy can't make a shliach. So if that's the case, it's pasha that when the Kehanim do the avoida, they're not acting as shlucha didan, they're acting as shlucha derachmana. So what's the ibayidol yifshita in the Dharm Daflam and Hamid Beis? And even in Kedusha Chav Gimel, the Gemara is vacilling back forth. We're not sure. Good, we have a raya mi'ir kavidi. But what was the shayla? L'chur the parsha of kachi yovid kechavim toichiach. It's the biggest raya in the world that the shluchah derachman. They're not shluchah derachman. Reb Chaim Brisker and the Kovnerov, again, each one in their own nusach, both said that you see from here a very important insight that when a guy brings a carbon, he's not considered a bala carbon. Meaning this that we're marba a guy. That he can be mafresh a carbon, and he can now bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kehanim are going to bring it. It's not the pshat, this is a subtle lumdis, that the Kehanim are bringing the guy's carbon. The guy's yachas to the carbon, his relationship, his connection to the carbon is that he had the ability to be mafresh it, and if he's mafresh it, has kedusha, its own unique type of kedusha, and the Kehanim have a din to take this animal with kedusha and be makrif on the mizbech. Follow the Shulchan Aruch of how you treat Kachay Yaakov. But when they're bringing it, it's not the pshat that they're bringing the guy's carbon. The guy's relationship to the carbon ends as soon as it shows up at the front door of the Yazara. His connection is the fact that he was the mafresh. And v'tavayol bracha, perhaps. But that's his entire connection to it. That he was mafresh this carbon. We now have a din to take the carbon that the guy was mafresh. Meaning, ordinarily, if a yid is mafresh a carbon, he gives it to the kohen is bringing the carbon of the mafresh. He's the bal ha-carbon. This halachas of shinui bailam, right? When a kohen does the avoida, he has to make sure he doesn't have a machshava shloi lishma. What does shloi lishma mean? So it means six things. Mishnah in Mesachtes Zvachim, Perek Beishamai. But it primarily means two things. Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Baila. If he's bringing a Chatas, he has to have in mind the Chatas. And if he's bringing it on behalf of Reuven, he can't think Shimon. He has to think Reuven, because there's a Bailim to this carbon. And it's important. It's part and parcel of the Mahus of this carbon is the Bala carbon. And if he has a Machshava for a different Bailim, it's like he messed up on the type of carbon. But the bottom line is that's all true by Kachi Yisroel. As it relates to Kachi Yavdikham, you don't have this halacha. Here, the Goy is not considered the Bala carbon. So said Reb Chaim, and said the Kavna Rav, this Shaila in the Gemara, Haneki Hanish, Shuchad Adana, Shuchad Rachmana, that was only a Shaila, but Kachi Yisroel, where the Yid is the Bala carbon. So it is a Shaila. Maybe the Kehanim are being his Shliach. He's the Bailim. It's his din to bring the carbon. Now the Kayanim are bringing it. Maybe they're bringing it as his shliach. But when it comes to a non-Jew, there was never a shaila that it should be shluchad idan. But it's the chsayvi nishta bala carbon. So what's the hava meaning they're bringing it on behalf of the guy? Why would the guy have a din to bring the carbon? Oh, because he was mafresh it? Okay. His yachas to the carbon is the fact that he was mafresh it. But what happens after is not his anyways. But the point is that there's yesoidus thing a difference between kachi yakum and kachi yisrael. Kachi yisrael, the yisrael is the bala carbon. The kohen is bringing his carbon. It's his straight through the price. Gets kapara, he gets ritzoy. The guy doesn't get kapara. The guy doesn't get ritzoy. The guy is excluded from the entire carbon. The shaila is, then why do you need a pasuk to tell me that a guy can't do smicha? If he's not the bala carbon, what would be the havamid of him to do smicha? That's one of the Kavner Rav's shailas. But the point is that the guy is not the bala carbon. Being that the guy is not the bala carbon, if that's the case, it's pashit. You can understand why a meshumid, a mummer ordinarily can't bring a carbon, but if a guy is a mummer, he could bring a carbon. Because what's the chesaron, maybe, for a mummer to bring a carbon? He can't be a bala carbon. That's where the chesaron is. The chesaron is, I can't be bringing the mummer's carbon. So by Yisrael, where the din of Kachi Yisrael is, you're bringing my carbon. I'm a mummer. I'm excluded. The gavra's puzzle, and as a result, you can't be bringing my carbon. But as it relates to a guy over there, it's going to be different because a guy is saivi not the bala carbon. If he's saivi not the bala carbon, it could be there. It's going to be different either way. Right there, second half of the daf. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. This is classic. Kol loisa seish b'toyra, asa b'maisa chayv, asa b'maisa pater. Every loisa seish in the Torah, if you do a maisa, you get malchus. You don't do a maisa, you don't get malchus. This is what's known as lav she'en by ma'isa. So if somebody does a lav she'en by ma'isa, that loch is, there's no malchus. Feit gemara, klolohu, is that true? How could Rav say that? The lav she'en by ma'isa, but v'arei mei ma'ar mishnah. The lav she'en by ma'isa isn't tmura, lav she'en by ma'isa. How do you make something tmura? By saying, ka'reiz v'tmura zeh. So it's all bedibur. If that's the case, you see clearly dibur, which is not ma'isa, but look, you get malchus. Now we're going to the mission. Leishu, reshay, loham, elishim, eba, mumer, v'zevik, sabran, z'mufur, shemish, you don't get malchus, v'tmura, amalach rav. Rav's going to tell you, amari, Rabbi Yehudi, maybe the mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the amar who holds that lav she'en by ma'isa, like an olaf. Meaning, even though Rav said, lav she'en by ma'isa, like an olaf, but Rav knows what we all know, that there is a mandama in Shas that holds that lav she'en by ma'isa is like in all of it. Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav's going to tell you, the mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, if you're holding cheshbon from yesterday's daf, you know the mission is not Rabbi Yehuda. Mi matzis mukus amasisik Rabbi Yehuda. Vaikim to the Reisha, like Rabbi Yehuda. We already, when Vaikim the Reisha, the mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tani, we learned in the Reisha, the mission, I call Mamirin. And the Gemara asked, hako lasuye mai. And the Gemara said, lasuye yerish. Uda, like Rabbi Yehuda. It's machlikis Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, but the yerish kidu tumura. And we said, it's not mission's Ramei, it's still like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you tell me the time of the mission is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds lav she'en by my son, like, no, we know the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. If the Reish is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the Gemara. Hay tana sabak vas bechada. The lav shein b'maisa like an ol pogel bechad. The other Rabbi Yehuda sabi yerish shein isaymech yerish shein imeim. The tana dan sabi yerish saymech yerish shemim. The Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is whoever the tana of the Mishnah is. That tana happens to hold like Rabbi Yehuda one halacha. Holds like if it was Rabbi Yehuda, you'd have a stira. Can't be. But we don't mean Rabbi Yehuda. We mean shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Masis like Rabbi Yehuda. The like shittas Rabbi Yehuda. As it relates to Yairish. So as it relates to Yairish, the tana of the Mishnah holds not like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that a Yairish can do tmura. As it relates to the halacha of lav she'en by ma'isa, the tana of the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the lav she'en by ma'isa like an olaf. So the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda is not the only tana in Shas that holds lav she'en by ma'isa like an olaf. But this tana of tmura that beis an olaf would be a mefurish, right? If somebody asks you, is there another tana in Shas that holds lav she'en by ma'isa like an olaf? Tmura that beis. Because the tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. We know that from the Reisha. And still the tana of the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The lav she'en by ma'isa like an olaf. But the bottom line is that the tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, yet he holds like that famous chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. the lav she'en by ma'isa loikinov, says the Gemara. Omar Rav Idi bar Abin, Omar Rav Amram, Omar Rav Yitzchak, Omar Rav Yoichanan, Mishum Rav Yoisei Aglili. Kol loisa seish by Torah, by ma'isa loikinov, by ma'isa potter. Every loisa in the Torah, if you did a ma'isa, you get malchus. Don't do a ma'isa, you don't get malchus. In other words, lav she'en by ma'isa ein loikinov. Chutz. There's three exceptions to the rule. Mi nishba, u'meimer, u'mekalol chaveroi b'shem. Nishba, if somebody swears either lashav or lashaker, what's a shvuah shav? So somebody swears that a person is a tree, or a tree is a person. What's a shvuah shaker? Someone swears that he ate and he really didn't eat. He swears that he didn't eat and he really did eat. Either way, one is lashav, meaning one is just silly, and the other one is false. So a nishba, even though it's a lav she'im b'maisa, umeimar, we know what that is, umekal chaver b'shem, that's pretty self-explanatory. Tomorrow's daf. Somebody curses somebody using the Shem Hashem. Alpha Bishalei also Ma'isa. Those three cases, even though there's no Ma'isa involved, Aloch is Chayiv, he's still going to get Ma'is. Even though Lav Shem and Ma'isa and Loikinov, there's three exceptions to the rules. A very important memra. Nishva, Neymar, Umekalol, Chaveru, B'Shem. Shum Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanino, Imru. He said a fourth. Alpha Makdim, Truma, L'Bikurim. Interesting. Even someone that's Mafresh is Truma before his Mafresh is Bikurim. So we know that back in the day, Mitzvah Satchulis Ba'aretz, there were a lot of taxes. There were a lot of Hafrashos that you had to make from your field before you're able to sit down and make a salad from all your tefillah. So you had to be mafresh truma. Ma'aser must be mafresh bikurim. But there's a seder of how it's supposed to work. First bikurim, then truma, then ma'aser. And it says in the Torah, mileyoscha v'demacha loisa acher. What does that mean? It means that you can't mix the order of your hafrashas. So there's an order. First bikurim, then truma, then ma'aser. If someone is makdim truma libikurim, he's over mileyoscha v'demacha loisa acher. The Gemara refers to it as a lav shein by ma'isa, ayin berishayinim. But the bottom line is that's the fourth example of a lav shein by ma'isa where you're going to get malchus. Says the Gemara, nishba v'no. How do you know that you get malchus for swearing lashav and lasheker, even though it's a lav shein by ma'isa? Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Ramei Amakro. Chilo yinake Hashem eis ashe yiso eshem loy lashav. If somebody swears lashav, somebody swears imzist for nothing, bechinam, the Torah says very, very serious. Kilo Yenake, Hashem will not forgive. Kilo Yenake, Hashem, Esa Sheyisa Shmoy Lashav. And we learn from here, Bezdin Shalmaila in Menachenoise. Bezdin Shalmaila is not going to do something to clean this person. Bezdin Shalmaila is not going to help him. The kapar is not coming from on top. Avo Bezdin Shalmaila, Malkin, or Menachenoise. Bezdin Shalmaila will give Malkus, which by definition will be Menachenoise, will purify this person's Nesham. How do you know? Maybe Kilo Yenake means not Bezdin Shalmaila, not Bezdin Shalmaila. The lishtoik Hashem lomoli kila yinaka Hashem. So we learn from there. It's only Hashem. It's lo yinaka bezin shalmata uday menaka noisay. Avol bezin shalmata malkin umenaka noisay. As the Gemara Ashkechan shvuah shav shvuah shekhi minolan. In other words, when it said chutz min nishba, it was mashma to the Gemara all shvuahs. Shvuah shav and shvuah shaker. So shvuah shav that you have a makar. Kilo yinaka is referring to shvuah shav. How do you know shvuah shaker? Rabbi Yochanan today, Rabbi Yochanan said, it says lashav, lashav, shnei pomim. It says the word lashav twice in that pasuk for kilo yinaka. It may no yinyin lashvuah shav. I don't need the Torah to tell me lashav twice for shvuah shav. Ten yinyin lashvuah shaker, the loikim. Ask of Rabbi Avohu. Shvuah shaker, echi dami. So Gemara is going to digress now a little bit. So Rabbi Avohu asked the Kasha, what's an example of a shvuah shaker where we said that even though it's a lav shein by maisa, still you get malchus? So we said, lav shein by maisa, there's no malchus, there's three exceptions to the rule. The first of the three exceptions is nishba. Says the Gemara, what's the case? In name of the Amar Shaloi Oichal V'Achal, is talking about where somebody swore that he's not going to eat and he ate Hasam Hu Maisa of it. Why is that a lav shein by maisa? He did a maisa. What was that very? The shvua? There's nothing wrong with the shvua. He swore he's not going to eat. The maisa is, or the avera is, the act of eating. That's a regular lav sheyesh by maisa. Maybe the case is where a person swears that he'll eat and he doesn't eat. So, being that he's violates it by not eating, so that's your example of lav she'en by maisa, kamash v'liyot. But the Gemara says, we know mefurish that you don't get malchus in that case. So that can't be what we're talking about. Because harumi lucky, we learn somebody swears I'm going to eat a kikah today, and the day passed he didn't eat. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amri ain't like Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish, who often argue over here, said no, they both agree. There's not malchus. They did that. They still argued for the reason. Rabbi Yechon says any like lav shem v'maisa, lav shem v'maisa ain't like at all. Because had you do the aver by not eating? Not eating is a lav shem v'maisa. Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish, that ain't like Mishum da havli asra asafik, the chal asra asafik ain't like in all of. Right? What's Asr Asr. Like the only time you get Malkus if you were warned that if you do this, it's Asr, and by the way, you're going to get Malkus. But the Asr has to be samuch to the Avera that you're doing, and it has to be clear at the time that you were warned that if you don't listen to the people warning you right now, you're going to get the Malkus. So for example, someone's about to eat Nevela. He has the sandwich in his mouth. He's about to take a bite. And two people come over to him. Rebbe, I'm letting you know now, Hasra, if you do this, you're going to get Malkus. So there, it's samuch to the aver, because if you would take a bite out of it, it'd be Malkus. But it says, Rav Shlokish, Geshmak Achav, he says, if somebody swore he's going to eat, and he doesn't eat, so you can't give him Hasra Zvadai, because it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're gonna, you know you swore that you're going to eat today. If you don't get up and eat, you're going to be over, oh, no, it's only 2 o'clock. Shki is in 7 hours. I have plenty of time. I could eat later. So being that it's always going to be Asra Safik, so Rish Lakish is for that reason. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are in agreement that if somebody swears he's going to eat and he doesn't eat, you don't get Malkus. So that can't be the case of Chutz Mi Nishba, where you get Malkus, because we have information where everybody holds that in that case, you don't get Malkus. Rabbi Avo said, you're right. You know what the case is? Where a person swears falsely that he either ate when he didn't eat or that he didn't eat when he really did eat. There, the Aver was the actual Shvua, which is a Lav She'im B'Maisa, and that's the case with Lav She'im B'Maisa, ain't like you know. What comes out then is that there's two types of Lav She'im B'Maisa with regards to Shvua Sheket. One you get Malkus, one you don't get Malkus. If a person swears, future tense, I swear I'm going to eat, and then he doesn't eat, you don't get Malkus. Lav She'im B'Maisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't get Malkus. Rish Lakish has a different reason. Rabbi Yochanan said, because it's a Lav She'im B'Maisa. If a person swears that he ate when he really didn't eat, Lav Shein Be'Maisa, that's the case of Chutz Min Nishba, where you're going to get Malkus. Says the Gemara, Maisha, the Gemara, B'Achalti, V'lo Yachalti, Me'ach, V'lo Yachal. How do you know to be Marba from Kilo Yenaka? That we had a Makar from a Pasuk to tell me that even though Nishba, Shvua Shek is Lav Shein Be'Maisa, still you get Malkus, as when it was Achalti, V'lo Yachalti, but in the case of Eich, V'lo Yachal, not on my Rava. So Rava said very simple, because what's the Makar to the Malkus of Shvua Sheker, Lashav, Lashav. It says the word Lashav a second time, meaning it's learned from the parasha of Shvua Shav. So it makes sense that if we're going to be Marba, Shvua Sheker, the Malkus, it's going to be a Shvua Sheker that's similar to a Shvua Shav. In what way? Shvua Shav is always Avar, right? When you swear Lashav, a person's a tree, or a tree's a person, it's not Shav based on an event that's going to take place in the future. Before you swore, the person was a person and not a tree. It's something that was established in the Avar. Shvua Sheker, where the fact, the Sheker was established in the Avar, that's when you're going to get Malkus. Otherwise, not. Isra Rabbi Yehuda Rabavo, Shvua Shalayech al Kikar Zu, Shvua Shalayech Lena, Shvua Shalayech Lena, V'achla. Somebody swore 3 times he's not going to eat this Kikar. He did it some Eshtemol, some Tzveitemol, and some Dritemol. So what's the Alach of Achla if he eats it? So you think he's being Chayef for 3 Shvuas? Alach is no. Ini Chayef al Achas. Why? This is the halacha of Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua, because once something is Aser, Mujbav Eimet Mar Sinai, that concept, once something is already Aser Mishum Shvua, it can't become Aser again. So you're only going to get one. Okay, fine. V'zoihi, we need the next part of this Mishnah. V'zoihi Shvuas Bitoi, this is an example of a Shvuas Bitoi, Shechayovim Azdoinim Makis, Val Shigigasa Karbon Elvier. In addition to there being Malkis, in the parish of Shvua, where it's applicable, there's also a carbon that a person has to bring. So if a person swears that he's going to do something and he doesn't do it, so the halacha is he has to bring a carbon as well. It's one of the carbon oilav yoyreds. It's discussed in the beginning of Masechta Shvuos in great detail. He has to bring a carbon. So this example of Shvua, shaloi oichal, and then he eats, is an example of where there's makis, and it's an example of where there's a carbon oil of a yard. Now, zoihi is lamute. It's coming. Hakol is the rabbis, zoihi is lamute. So clearly it's coming to exclude something. My lab, what's it coming to be mamayit? Only shvua shaloi oichal v'ochal, as opposed to maybe shvua shalchalti v'loi ochalti. Deloi loki. You see, you don't get malchus. Doesn't this contradict what we just said? That chutz min nishba meimur makal, the Gemara says no. How do you know that's what it's coming to exclude? Loi zuhi dal shigigos and maisi carbon aval chalti v'loi chalti loi maisi carbon. Meaning, maybe really it is coming to exclude a chalti v'loi chalti, but not it's coming to exclude it from the malchus. It's coming to exclude it from the carbon oil of yer. Meaning, we mentioned shvu shloi oichal v'achal. There's two unique things about it. Number one, there's malchus. Number two, there's carbon oil of yer. And we said zuhi is lamute, and the Gemara for some reason wants it. That the thing that's coming to you in Mayit is a chalti v'loi chalti. The assumption is it's being memayit from malchus, which contradicts the second part of the daf. Where it says, no, it's not coming to Yumayit from the Malkus, it's coming to Yumayit from the Korban Elul. We're not talking about the Korban Elul yet. We're talking about the Malkus. The Gemara says, and if that's the case, Umani Rabbi Shmuel, you'd have to say that the Anish is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, who's mentioned in detail in the beginning of Masech Teshvuas, the Omer in a Chayiv, Ela Lo Asad Lavoi, who holds that you're only going to be Chayiv for the only time you Chayiv Korban Elul Yoyred is for a Shvuas Bitoy that's in the future tense. But if it's something related to the past, you're never going to be Chayiv. Ava Milkalaki, maybe there will be Malkus. But the Gemara says, Ema Seif, take a look at the safe of that Mishnah. So the Mishnah gives a classic example of Shvua Shav. A person's a tree, or a tree is a person. And it says, this is a classic Shvua Shav, where Yechayev al Zdoyne Makis, because for Shvua Shav, there's no carbon oil of Yoy. Zoyhi, Lemute Mai, what's it coming to my dad, Zoyhi? Lav Lemute Yachalti, Veloy Yachalti, Veloy Laki. Is it again not coming to my it's only Shvua Shav, as opposed to Shvua Shekhov, Veloy Yachalti, that there's no Malkus? Again, you see there's no Malkus? Mora says, Loy, Zoyhi, Dal Shigigigas Apatim, carbon, Avachat, Veloy Yachalti, Maitzi carbon. It's coming to my mind again from the fact that the Mishnah says there's no carbon, Shvua Spitoy, when it's a Shvua Shekhov, when it's a Shvua Shav, that's only by Shvua Shav, that's not going to be by Shvua Shekhov. Umani Rabbi Akiva. And the reason there's not no carbon, meaning there really is a carbon, is because it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, Mevi'in carbon, Lisha Avar. Which then means, if you're holding Cheshbon, that the Reisha we said is Rabbi Yishmael. It's the same Mishnah. It's a Reisha and a Seifa. The Reisha is Rabbi Yishmael, and the Seifa is Rabbi Akiva. Afraid to come over, Amrit Reisha, Rabbi Yishmael. How could you have that? How could the Reisha, the Zohi, is coming to be Mechadish, that there's no Shvuas Bitoy on the Avar, and the Seifa is coming to be Mechadish, that there is Shvuas Bitoy, the carbon, oil of Yoyred, on the Avar? The Gemara says, you're right. Element the Seifa, Rabbi Akiva, Reisha, Nami, Rabbi Akiva. The Seifa is Rabbi Akiva that holds Mevi and carbon on the Avar. That means the Reisha also has to be Mevi carbon on the Avar. If that's the case, we have to go back to the Reisha. What did the Reisha say? If someone swears that he's not going to eat and then he eats, that's an example of where you get makis and you bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. And the Gemara assumes Zoyi is coming lamute achalti v'lo achalti. To be reminded from what? From Malkus. So first the Gemara said, no, it's coming to be Maida, Chalti v'lo yachalti, from the carbon. But now we said that the Mishnah's Rabbi Akiva holds that you could bring a carbon on a Chalti v'lo yachalti, even on the Avar. So what's it coming to be Maida from the Malkus? So doesn't that contradict our daf? The Gemara says, no, Vereisha, Lav l'mute yachalti v'lo yachalti. Who said that the Reisha is coming to be Maida, Chalti v'lo yachalti, Elo l'mute yachal v'lo yachal. It's coming to be Maida when a person swears that he's going to eat and he didn't eat. Meaning, when do you have Malkus if you swear that you're not going to eat and you do eat? But if you swear that you're going to eat and you don't eat, that was Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, who both said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kuslav Shem Bemais, Rish Lakish said, Kusasra Safik, that's where they both said that that Allah is not going to hold. Maishna, how do you know that the Zoihi is being Mamayid Oichav Alo Yochal? Maybe it's being Mamayid Ochalti Vele Yochalti. So how do you know that you can reconcile that Mishnah with our sugya? Maybe fakir, maybe the Mishnah is really akasha. The Gemara says, Mishum dekoy b'laba, b'may b'laba. It makes sense. The case of oichav le'yachal is more similar to the case of the Mishnah. Mishnah is talking about shvush le'yachav le'achal. So what's the similar case? Oichav le'yachal. They're both in the future. Does it make sense that shvush le'yachav le'achal, zohi is lamute yachalti v'le'yachalti? They're too disparate. They're too different for it to make sense that that's what we're coming to be mamayit. Mishum dekoybel abba, mamayit labba, koybel abba, mamayit l'shaavar. Either way, so you know the Gemara often b'derech agav throws you into another sugya. This is a pretty intense sugya to be thrown into b'derech agav. But regardless of b'derech agav, the Gemara worked out the first part of what we need for the daf, which is that kol loisase shebetoyra also b'maisa loykali also b'maisa pata chutz mi nishba umeimer makal. What does nishba mean? It means shvua shav. It also means shvuas sheker. Shvua sheker only when it's dumya the shvua shav. What is shvua shav? A person swears that a tree is a person. Or shvua sheker is where he swears that he ate when he really didn't eat. It's a shvua that's sheker l'sha'avar, similar to shvua shav, in contrast to someone who swears that I will eat and he doesn't eat, which is a lav shein b'mais according to Rabbi Yochanan with Allah is ein loikinov. But the bottom line is, that's the first exception to the rule. Lav shein b'mais ein loikinov chutz mi nishba. What's the second one? Meimer, tmura. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan l'tana. Rabbi Yochanan told the Tana, loy tisniu meimer. He told the Tana, don't say three exceptions, it's a mistake. It's really two exceptions. Tmura is not an exception. Wait, why is Tmura not an exception? Tmura is not a lav shein b'maisa, mishum de bedibura yasa maisa. Very important line. It's one line, and it's important. It's mishum, although it's true that maisa of Tmura is done verbally. And clear from our sugya is that when someone does something verbally, it's a lav shein b'maisa. But al yidei the Tmura, a maisa happens. Because when you say, arezu Tmura zeh, what happens? Kedusha is chal on an animal. That's a maisa. The effect is a maisa. See, even though the act, the maisa is not a maisa, right? But the chalois is a maisa. The process doesn't involve Maisa. But the end result is the end result that you have when you ordinarily would do a Maisa. The bottom line is, B'diburay oven Maisa, to clarify that lumbus a little bit better. But B'diburay oven Maisa, Rav Yochanan said, Tmur is not an exception to the rule. Because Tmur is a lav she'esh by Maisa. Tmur is really not a lav she'em by Maisa. So again, the second half of the daf, it's going to flow in more into tomorrow's daf as well. We're discussing the aloch of lav she'em by Maisa. So the truth is like this, two horrors. One is just a clarification, and the second is a little bit of a lumbus. As it relates to the clarification, we have a sugi over here. Lav she'im by Maisa in Lokim. Not everybody holds that way. Yehuda, the Tan of our Mishnah perhaps. But the rule usually is, according to most Tanam and Shas, that on a lav she'im by Maisa in Lokim Olav. And the Gemara gave examples of three exceptions where even though ordinarily lav she'im by Maisa in Lokim Olav, well here, the halacha would be Lokim Olav. Nishba, Neymar, u'mekalal es chaveiro b'shem. The truth is, there are two other important sugyas in Shas that talk about the halachas of lav she'im by Maisa. There's Gemara Masechtas Makis Taftal Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who holds lav she'im by Maisa loikinov. And the Gemara says, had Rabbi Yehuda learn his halacha. And the Gemara brings two makaris, Ula and Reish Lakish. And really what emerges from the Maskanas HaGemara, that it's Ula and Reish Lakish is makar together that are the makar to Rabbi Yehuda. Ula said that this precedence to have a lav she'im by Maisa loikinov in the Torah. You know when you see that by the Moisi Shemra. If someone's Moisi Shemra, so he gets married to a Besula, and he walks into Bezdin, the day after his chasen, he says, Loi matzasi lebitcha Besula. Then we find out that he was lying. So the Torah says, V'yisru ansoi, v'anshu oisoi. Usually you're not loiku mashalim, over here you're loiku mashalim, but you get malchus, v'yisru oisoi, for what you said, and you have to pay a knas, 100 shekel kesef, shekel akoidish, right? That's what the Torah says. But he's getting malchus for being a Moisi Shemra. So it says, Ulo, you know, Rabbi Yehuda knew lav she'im b'maisa, like in all of Gomer Moisi Shemra. Moisi Shemra is a lav she'im b'maisa, all you did was Moisi Shemra, and so you say you get malchus. So too, anyone that's Moisi Shemra, or anyone that does a lav she'im b'maisa is going to get malchus. Reish Lakish said the Makar is from Edom Zayim. Edom Zayim get malchus, the first Mishnah of Masechtas Makis. You get malchus sometimes for being an Edom Zayim, even though it's a lav she'im b'maisa. So you see lav she'im b'maisa, like in all. So you. Ula said, you see it in Moitzi Shemra. Reish Lakish said, you see it in Edom Zoyim. In the Maskana, the Gemara comes out that it's a Tzad HaShava. Mad Tzad. From the Tzad HaShava of Moitzi Shemra and Edom Zoyim, in Rabbi Yehuda learned his halacha of Lav She'im B'Mais. Now, the Chum argued, the Chum hold that you can't bring Raya's from Moitzi Shemra, for whatever reason. You can't bring Raya's from Edom Zoyim, for whatever reason. You can't even bring Raya's from the Tzad HaShava. But the bottom line is, you have two parashiyas in the Torah, where the Torah says clearly, even for a Lav She'im B'Mais in Loikinov. L'chura, at first glance, how did you reconcile this with our sugya? The Gemara said, "Kol loisa seisha b'tayra, osa b'maisa loika loyas b'maisa pater." There's three exceptions: nishba, meimar, u'mekalas chaver b'shem. There's two more exceptions. The Gemara forgot about makas daf dalad amid beis. The Gemara in dalad amid beis says beforeish moitzi shamra edim zayimin alav shem b'maisa v'loikinol. A shaila, could you learn from there, Rabbi Yehuda Shita of lav she'im b'maisa loikinol v'na? Okay, so chum don't learn anything from there. But it's at the end of the day an exception to the rule. You have two mekayres for a lav she'im b'maisa loikinol. Another sugya is Masechtas Bava Metzia that tzadik amid beis itman chasma b'kol. We're familiar with the lav of leisachsim shor b'disha. So if your shor is b'dishai, it's threshing, you're not allowed to put a muzzle on its mouth. You have to let it do its thing. Says the Gemara, what happens if somebody did chasima, but he did it in a way where it didn't involve a maisa? He did it in an interesting way. So instead of taking a lock and a key and locking the mouth of your shor, you yelled at the shor as it was doing its thing, and it got scared, it was frightened, and it was chasma. Is that considered leisachsim shor b'disha? If chasma b'kol v'heniga b'kol, Rabbi Yechon amechayev, Reish Lakish amapater. Rabbi Yechon says that you get malchus for it. Reish Lakish says you don't get malchus. Rabbi Yechon amechayev, akimas piv, avyamai. You did a maisa. It's a lav she'im b'maisa. What do you mean? You did a maisa? Yeah, you moved your lips. Akimas piv. You talked. Talking is a maisa. Reish Lakish says pater kol lo yavi maisa. Gival. Our sugi is the Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan keeps on saying that kol loisa seisha b'toira ain't loikinov, with the exception of nishba meimer mekalal. So what do you see in our Gemara? If nishba meimer mekalal are exceptions to the rule of lav she'im b'maisa ain't loikinov, that means talking is considered a lav she'im b'maisa, because otherwise it would be a lav she'yesh b'maisa. So how do you reconcile Rabbi Yochanan? Here I have a Rabbi Yochanan that says akim aspiv avi maisa, and here I have a Rabbi Yochanan that clearly says that akim aspiv loy avi maisa, because nishba meimer mekalal loy tisni meimer, because the bidur avi. It's clear. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that nishba meimer or mekalel be'etzim would be lav she'im b'maisa. That means that kinas piv lo yavi maisa. So here we have three sugyas, three big time sugyas that discuss the laws of lav shem b'maisa, tmura daf gimel amid aleph, nakis daf dalet amid beis, bava mitzia daf tzadik amid, and the sugyas don't seem to be talking to each other, right? These seem to be three distinct sugyas. L'chura, muskul, rishon, tzarech, b'yah. So the Emes says, you know, he asks all these kashas, toisus. Toisus, tmura, daf gimel, toisus, bam, mitzia, daf tzadik. But I just want to focus on one yisoy. This is a very important yisoy. As it relates to the last kasha, how could Rabbi Yochanan hold akim as piv havi maisa? Isn't it a stira to Rabbi Yochanan in our suya? So that says toisus. You know what the teretz is? The teretz is the last line that we learned in today's daf. Rabbi Yochanan said, loy amale Rabbi Yochanan latana, loy tisni mev. Don't count meimar as an exception to the rule. The b'dibur havi maisa. Says toisus. You see from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though lav she'en by maisa in loikin olav, but if a maisa happens al yedei your dibur, that in and of itself gives it the chashivas of a lav she'yesh by maisa. The only reason Rabbi Yochanan holds akim as piv havi maisa above mitzia dav tzadik of the beis is because when you're chasma, even though you only talked, but you got the animal to close its mouth. And that's a maisa. So it was b'dibure havi maisa. So Rabbi Yochanan holds akimas piv havi maisa, b'tziruf b'dibure yavid maisa. Meaning, it's two halves to the same coin. Rabbi Yochanan holds akimas piv havi maisa. He said in Mefurish Mavetzit, that's Tzadik Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan also said in Tmur Daf Gimel Amid Beis, b'dibure havi maisa. And it's when you have both of them together that you have Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush that even though something at first glance looks like a lav shein b'maisa, still you're going to get malchus. So when you have akimas piv, you were talking and b'diburoi avid maisa. That's so you're right. Ordinarily, you can't shtel through Rabbi Yochanan shita of akimas piv avi maisa. You can't sit down and learn the sugya of lav shein b'maisa and say, oh, Rabbi Yochanan shita akimas piv avi maisa. No. Rabbi Yochanan shita, you have to learn toisim ba mitzia dav tzadik on the days. Who says the only time Akimas Piv Havi Maisa is B'diburei Ovid Maisa. So really, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Amid Beis and Rabbi Yochanan's halacha in Tmura Daf Gimel Amid Beis are two sides of the same coin. So again, just to make sense of some of the sugyas that we're learning. So at the end of the day, really, if somebody asks you, how many exceptions, give me an example of Lav She'en B'Maisa, Loikinov, you can give him five examples. You can tell him the three in Tmura Daf Gimel, you can tell him Nishba Meimer Mekalas Chaver B'Shem, or you can tell him the two in Makis Daf Dalet Amid Beis. If somebody tells you, Rabbi Yochanan holds, if you do a lav with a deeper, it's always a lav she'esh by maisa, like kimas piv avi maisa, you tell him to take a look at Tosfos. Because Tosfos says mefurish, you can't be. Because the sugya that we just learned today, it's all Rabbi Yochanan. You see Rabbi Yochanan's kimas piv lay avi maisa. It's just Rabbi Yochanan's b'diburi avi maisa. He said his halacha by chasma b'kal. It's very misleading. Rabbi Yochanan's lashon was like kimas piv avi maisa. Doesn't sound like he's saying it only in that case. But the bottom line is, that's going to be the case. As it relates to lav she'esh by maisa, so it got late early, unfortunately, this morning. We were having too much fun, but I think we're going to have to leave a lot of raid on the table. Let's just leave with a shayla, and we'll pick this up tomorrow. So we mentioned yesterday a tremendous chiddush from the Prima Gadim, where the Prima Gadim entertains a tzad. The Prima Gadim entertains a tzad that it could be a woman would not be obligated in a lav she'en b'maisa. It's a davar chadash. And this is fascinating. That it could be a woman does not have a chiyuv to observe lav she'en b'maisa. What's the makar? The makar is based on something that we saw in yesterday's daf, which really is very mefurish in kedushin daf lamed heyam alaf. We know that nashim achayv and mitzvah saseh she'en az man gerama. The potter and mitzvah saseh she'az man gerama. They're also chayiv in all mitzvahs lo yisaseh. Vino ani mili. Om rav yudam rav, v'chein tonet v'rav yishmol. Om akro isha yisha ki yasu mikol chato yisho odom limo mal bashem v'oshma nefesh ahi. The pasuk is talking about an oinish, and it says isha isha hishma kosev isha leish lechol oinshin shabbatayra. So as it relates to all oinshin shabbatayra, the halacha is isha and isha are going to be the same. On a loisa say says Rashi, there's an oinish. What's the oinish malchus? So if isha and isha are shavala oinshin, they have to be shavala lavin. Because for a lav, there's an oinish. What's the oinish? The oinish is going to be malchus. Incidentally, what would be the havamina? Why would you think, right? Why would you think that women should be potter from loisa says? Right, why are women parted from mitzvah say she's mangarama? It's learned that from a hekish. Right, there's a svara, she's meshuba at the slabayli. You can't ask a woman to be at a certain place at a certain time. Right, we all know that. But besides for that, you can't ask her because it's not fair. She has certain obligations. She has certain shibudim. She has certain tirdas. So it's for that reason, zmangarama, if you have to make the first man kriish, it's not again. So that's not something we can obligate her to do. But why would be the hamamina she should be putted from a loisa say that I need a riboy to be marba? So the truth is that Tosfos and Erichin that Beis Amid Beis asks this kasha. Going back to Erichin. And Tosfos says, because kol ha-tayru kula b'lashon zachar nemar. The whole tayru, all the lab, we go through every lab. It's always, tayru's talking to the zachar, not to the nekevus. So there would have been a havamina that the Nekevas are potter from everything. Kamash Malon, that they're going to be chai. Says the Prima Gadim, but at the end of the day, what was the Riboy? Hishva Akasat Ishvi Isha Lachol Einshin Shevet Torah. So he says, what about a Loisa say where there's no Einish? I think they'd be mocking to say maybe she's potter. And he clears Lav She'im by Maisa. So we said yesterday, literally on the spot, what would be an example? Like if you want to think of the ramifications of a woman being potter from a Lav She'im by Maisa, Lashon Hara, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Lashon Hara is a Lav She'im by Maisa. So maybe sometimes it's B'diburi Ovid Maisa, but that's an example of Lav She'im by Maisa. Is it possible that a woman who has Tisha Kabin of Koyach HaDibur is excluded from the halacha of Lav She'im by Maisa? Like it off. So I'm going to tell you something interesting. The Rambam brings the halacha of Lav She'im by Maisa in the beginning of the 18th parak of Hilchas Sanhedrin. Eloi na loikin. That's what the Rambam brings his Eloi. The third parak in Makkos, the 18th parak in the Rambam's Hilchas Sanhedrin. Says the Rambam, I'm skipping because we have no time. Ava Lav She'im by Maisa. If you, a Lav She'im by Maisa, keep going. So the Rambam says, what's an example of a Lav She'im by Maisa? Hoylich Rachel. Gevaldik. That was the Rambam's example also. The Rambam, again, a little shock value. What's the classic example of a Lav She'im by Maisa? Hoylich Rachel. Right? Chofetz Chaim says 17 Lavin. But Hoylich Rachel, that's the classic example. V'noikim, v'noit, v'noisa Shema, inu loika. There's no Malkus. So if the Prima Gadim has a tzad to say that there's no Malkus for a Lav She'im by Maisa, so if a woman is Hoylich Rachel, right, this is the Lav, L'chura, of Lashon Hara. So if that's the case, so would it not be a problem for a woman to speak Lashon Hara? He says, when the Rambam is not mashma that way, because the Rambam Hilchas Malachim says, Nashma Chayiv, and all Loisa says, with the exception of Bal Sakif and Bal Tashchis, right, and it's a Tumah, the three that I mentioned, the Mishnah Masechet Kedushin. So he says, when the Rambam is not mashma that way, but from Rashi, in Kedushin Lamed Heyam and Aleph Ayin Sham, it is mashma that way. And the Prima Gadim grapples. But I just want to end with one Ha'ara. And that is, the Prima Gadim cleared his Shiloh by a Lav She'im by Maisa. That's where he cleared the Shiloh. The truth is, there are other Lavim where there's no Malkus. There's Lav She'im Glase, Lav She'im Nitin Lazarus Mises Bez, then Lav She'bechlolois. Why did the Prima Gadim only clear his Shiloh by Lav She'im by Maisa? The truth is like this. Lav She'im Lazarus Mises Bez, and that means a Lav, like Shabbos. Right, if someone's Michal Shabbos and got Malkus, because it's Nitin Lazarus, because it's Mises Bezin. Okay, so there's an Oynish. Mises Bezin is the Oynish. Lav Shanita Glase, there could also be an Oynish. Bitle, Vele, Bitle, Kaime, Vele, Kaime, Machlik, Zorbech, and Rishalkh, we'll talk about this more tomorrow. But if you're not Mekayim Dase, or if you're Mevatel Dase, you're not going to get Malkus. I mean, then you're going to get Malkus. So it's possible to get Malkus. But what about a Lav Shabacholis? Lav Shabacholis is a general Lav. One Lav that includes a lot of different things. The Chayra, it's a regular Lav. Why did the Prima Gadim only clear a Shaila by a Lav She'im by Maisa? Why didn't he clear this by a Lav She'bechlolos? We have a lot to say about this. It's Shem tomorrow.